Good morning. It is 10:10 on this election day. As we continue right along, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce joining us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. I completely forgot. I knew yesterday it was on my list of things to do is to go vote, but I forgot to go this morning.
Well, you got to go. Maybe on your way back.
I know. I will definitely get it done. So, yes, Have you already voted?
No, the polls are not open when I'm on my way to work, so I'll go.
Oh,
after,
okay.
So
you'll go before they close.
That's
are they?
Right.
They close at seven.
You have until 7 o'clock tonight. So
okay. All right. Well, you were asking me before we went on air about Little House on the Prairie. So instead of talking about things that are going to happen, I'm going to just talk briefly about something that did happen over the weekend. We had carry days at Little House on the Prairie, very well attended. The weather was beautiful on Saturday. If you remember, it was crazy windy, but it was really nice. And they had great attendance out at the prairie. They had one of the twins that played Carrie in the TV series. She was there. And then the twins that played Toddler Rose, I believe, they were both there, as well as a few other people that were involved in the movie set. So it was really fun to be out there around all of them and experiencing that. And then the evening time at 6 o'clock in the evening, both nights, there was, excuse me, a musical performance of kind of the beginnings of a play that's being written. And so he did one of the scenes and some of the music with the intention of, it was kind of a teaser, and then hopefully by this time next year he will have the musical written and we'll be able to enjoy that. So it was very well done, and a lot of people came out for that as well. A couple things I want to tell everyone, though, is if you've been out at the Little House on the Prairie, you might consider going out again, because they have recently found the medical bag for Dr. Tan. And so it showed up in an auction, and they were able to secure it. It has his name on the outside of it. They're working right now to purchase, I believe, a case to be able to put it in and protect it. But that's really a nice addition to the museum out there. And then also want to let everybody know about a couple of other things to check out. On your way out to Little House on the Prairie on County Road 2700, you will pass the Harrisonville Cemetery. And when you pull into the cemetery, if you go to, it's a small cemetery, but if you go to about the fourth little turn to the left, you'll be able to go down that small little lane, and you'll see the gravesite of Mr. Edwards. So that is really unique, and I think it would be enjoyable for people to go out and be able to see the history that is in the Harrisonville Cemetery, as well as the history that's in Mount Hope Cemetery. So Dr. Tan, who was the black doctor who doctored the Ingalls family when they had malaria, is buried in Mount Hope. And what's cool about that is he's really showcased a lot in the Netflix series. So he's one of the prominent characters in the first few episodes. And so it's neat that we have his gravesite in our community. So what we did was we ordered in a flag from 1869, and we took it out to the cemetery, and we put it right by his gravesite. So it's in, if you're looking to find it, the easiest way is to go to like Pizza Hut, but just beyond Pizza Hut to the north is Uncle Ken's Coin Shop, and it's almost directly across from that. So you'll see, because we have now marked it with a flag. So if you enter in the entrance right before that, it's, I think, just you'll go in the entrance where that little rock house is and go to the left, and you'll follow it down there and you'll find that site. And so there's those two opportunities in the museum, at the cemeteries, as well as the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center has a cabin in the lower level of the museum, as well as a lot of other pioneer artifacts. So lots of things to do and see as they relate to Little House on the Prairie. If you haven't been out, it's open every day from 10 to 5. So be sure and go out and check out Life on the Prairie, as well as the museum and the two historical grave sites. Let's see, might remind everybody that the Aquatic Center closes this Sunday, August the 9th. That's the last day to swim because all of the lifeguards and safety guards will be going back to school. And speaking of going back to school, we are working on Stuff the Bus in Independence, and it's a way to raise funds and supplies for kids as they go back to school. School supplies are expensive. You no more than buy them to get them started in the school year, but they never last long enough. So instead of the teacher digging into their pockets and supplying all the pens and pencils and notebook paper and all the things that kids need in the classroom to be successful, we as community members have an opportunity to support Stuff the Bus. You can go to the Community Foundation for Independence website, and you will find a giving option. It's a button that says Giving Opportunities, and you can click that, and all of the opportunities are on the website, but you'll be able to go down and find Stuff the Bus, and you can make contributions that way. You can mail a check to P.O. Box 278 if that is easier for you. You can also arrange to drop off money and school supplies with Andy Taylor by calling him at 331-9178. So it's a way for us to help support the youth of Independence. Leadership Independence's enrollment is open, and it will be closing on August the 10th. And so if you want to get an application, you can go to our website. We have our applications online. We can email you one as well. You can stop by and pick one up. And Leadership Independence starts in September. It's an 8-month program. It's always on the second Thursday of the month, and it's usually from 8 to 5. Tuition is $400. So if you are interested, please get an application. And if you have questions, call us at the office at 331-1890, and we will be happy to help answer those questions. Mid-Continent Band is tonight. And it will be under the direction of conductor Daniel McDill. He is an Independence High School graduate. He also works at Independence Community College, and he will be conducting the final presentation tonight. So I don't know, what's the weather like? I mean, it's nice outside right now, but
it'll be not a scorcher today. But you know, it's the heat index is not going to be as bad. It's less humidity here.
Okay.
Today,
well, the
59% humidity right now. So as the sun goes down, it's really going to be cooling off.
Yeah, and the concert's at 8 o'clock. So hopefully that'll be a nice evening in the park. It's at the Hilly Bandshell at Riverside Park this evening at 8 o'clock. And then also, Independence Public Library is having a presentation of Gordon Parks. And if you would go to their website and their Facebook page, they have all of the information about it. But it's a 3-part series happening this August. And the series begins with a discussion of the learning tree. And that's today at 6 o'clock this evening. And then followed by a matinee showing of the film on Friday the 7th. So that would be this week at 2 in the afternoon. And then the series concludes on Wednesday the 26th at 6 p.m. with Learning from Gordon Parks, presented by Ann Dean. And this is all provided to us by Humanities Kansas grant-funded program. And you can always call the library at 331-3030 for more information. Check out their Facebook page and follow them, as well as finding out more details on their website. It is August, and is this Wednesday the first Wednesday in August?
Yes.
That be? Okay. So it's VFW's Hamburger Night tomorrow, so be sure and head that way at 113 East Myrtle, and that will happen from 5 to 7, so skip cooking and go have a great hamburger at the VFW. We have First Friday this week, and it's being co-sponsored by USD 446 and 446 Education Foundation, and it's all things school-related, so we've got great speakers lined up. We have Kelly Puderbaugh. She's going to be sharing information about the Bulldog Buds program, and that's the formerly known as Teammates, and so they have branched off at the district and have created their own program. It's an in-school mentoring program, and Kelly will be sharing more information about that. And Birdie, who is on the board for USD 446 Education Foundation, will be sharing all kinds of great current information about the foundation and its works and what they do in the community for the youth of Independence. And then Michael McCambridge, who is a former assistant principal at the high school, has now taken the position as the principal at the middle school, and he will be talking. So it'll be interesting to hear from him what plans he has for the school year at the middle school, and it'll be fun to hear from him. So we've got lots of great speakers lined up. And we have some shout outs at the end. We have lots of really good information that we will be sharing, because lots of things are happening in the community. So if you can be there, First Friday is at the Civic Center at 7:30 in the morning. Usually we wrap up just shortly right before 9 o'clock. So it's about 90 minutes. If you can't, because we all understand that not everyone has that flexibility with that time frame, we live stream it. The city takes care of that for us, and so you can watch it either live or you can watch it at your own convenience. Stay connected to the community. We were talking about First Friday being all things school related. I want to let everybody know that next Thursday, the 13th, will be Independence Goes Back to School. So it's hard to believe. You know, at Walmart, you have the 4th of July happens, and right after that, the school supplies hit the shelves. So
I yelled at them, but they just kind of stared at me.
So. Don't do it. So Independence Goes Back to School will be Thursday the 13th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Riverside Park Oval. They'll always have prizes and games and free food and entertainment. It's a great way to just get everybody excited about going back to school. We have movie night the very next day, so they can go to Indigo's Back to School and then go downtown on Friday night the 14th, so that's next week, and enjoy downtown movie night. So that's being co-sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Independence Community College. They're co-sponsoring it. We will be featuring the movie Frozen, which is kind of fitting considering it'll probably be hot as heck out there. It's the musical that will be performed on the stage of Memorial Hall for Nee Wallace. So it's kind of the kickoff to the fall season and the excitement that Nee Wallace will bring. So Frozen is the movie, and the pre-show activities are from 7:30 to 8:30, and then the movie will start at 8:30, and we'll be showing that in the parking lot between Community National Bank's main bank and Burskin's Family Dental right there. And so we'll have a lot of pre-show activities. We're going to have root beer floats, popsicles, popcorn, lots of giveaways, fun games. Lots of college athletes are going to be down there, as well as some community members. People from Nee Wallace will be down there. We're even working to have a sing-along right before the movie starts with some of the members of the musical Frozen. So that'll be fun. I think they're going to sing Let It Go, so that would be appropriate.
Yeah,
it's basically the only words to the song that I know
pretty much,
right now.
Yeah.
So those are the important ones.
That's right.
And so we'll have we'll be passing out, I think, stickers and face painting, and like I said, lots of games and singing, and you know, put on your best. What am I trying to say? Who's good grief on on Frozen.
Yeah.
The main character, I just lost, Elsa.
Yes.
Just lost
yes.
her name. Put on the kids' costumes. I know lots of little girls have Elsa dresses
oh, yeah.
and Anna dresses, and I think Olaf might be there too.
Okay.
So lots of fun things to do at movie night. So again, that's next Friday. You know, I just had that brain cloud.
Okay,
I
could you know, I'm not going to hold it against you if you can't recall Disney characters at a moment's notice. I know you. Yeah, I'd do worse
I'm
than
like
you.
I'm looking at you like, come on, James, help me out here.
I didn't know
and
where
I
you're going.
See that blank look.
I
on
didn't
your face.
Know where you were going.
Oh goodness. Okay, so it's next Friday, 7:30 pre-show, 8:30 is when the movie will start. Lots of fun to be had. Independence Community College will be having their 24-hour plays, and that will take place next Saturday. So that's super fun. All the kids get together, and they write and direct and produce 6 10-minute plays. And so they will start on Friday night, and then the performance is Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It's free. It's on the stage of the William Inge Theater out at the college. And so put that on your calendar. If you've never been, it really is very fun and entertaining because they do everything, as I said, from writing it, directing it, producing it, getting all the stage set up, the costuming and everything. And they work totally through the night and then they do the performance. So lots of fun there. Another thing the college is doing is the cosmetology part of the college. They are helping to get kids ready for school and looking their best. They're hosting free back-to-school haircuts for school-aged kids on Tuesday the 19th from 9 to 3. You can just walk in and get your haircut out at ICC West at 2615 West Main Street. And get all the kids looking their best for their first day of school. If you need information, you can always call out there at 332-5643. The Red Cross Blood Drive will be at the Civic Center on Friday the 21st from 11 to 5:15. Go to redcrossblood.org to schedule your time to donate blood. And then also we'll do a little save the date for the health fair that will be on Friday, September the 25th at the Civic Center. But right now they are looking for vendors. So if you would like to be a vendor at the Four County Mental Health on Purpose event, reach out to Kathy Shepherd. Her email address is kshepherd@fourcounty.com. And she would love to have you participate. The more, the merrier. The event, like I said, will be Friday the 25th of September. And they'll have lab screenings and all kinds of vendors and other health screenings and activities and demonstrations and prizes and such. So that's really a call for vendors and an opportunity to put that on your calendar so that you're aware of that. And then Indy Saves is hosting free CPR summer class on Saturday the 22nd from 9 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness, 2801 West Main Street. And if you need more information, you can call Tammy Roth at 331-8096. And I want to give a shout out because my good friend Flory Hurlbut is actually going to be taking this CPR class. She already has CPR, but she wants to brush up. And we were talking about the need for brushing up on your skills because now we are, you know, we're moving into that grandparent stage. Our kids are having babies, and it's so important that we know adult CPR, child CPR, and infant CPR. And now they have AEDs, and now they have techniques for handling choking. So there's so many life-saving skills that we need to know. So be sure and consider that. I won't be able to take it because I will not be in town on that day, but I've told Flory I'm going to schedule a time to brush up on my skills and take the CPR training the next time it's offered. But again, it's Saturday the 22nd from 9 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness, and you can get signed up by calling Tammy Roth, 331-8096.
And the techniques change, too.
That's you know? So true.
They change, you know, the recommendations.
Yes, that is so true. The breathing, the way you do CPR, everything, and all of the the equipment now for choking. There's just all kinds of really good information that they're able to provide. So absolutely. And, you know, I was just mentioning my friend Flory because she listens to your radio station all the time. Many times when I get out to the car, I will have a text from her telling me good show or asking me a question about something that we talked about. But then Robert Miller, another a good friend of mine from Independence, is a listener as well. So shout out to Robert. Two different times I've gotten texts from him that he's been listening to our show. And so I told him I was going to give him a shout out. So we'll see if I get a text from him when I get to the car. I'll wrap things up by telling you the Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale is September the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So you need to remember that Monday, August the 24th through Friday the 28th, you can come to the chamber office and get your free permit for the highway sale. And so again, the sale this year is September 10, 11, and 12th. And those free permits are from Monday the 24th of August through Friday, the 26th of August, and 28th of August, and then we'll be putting together the map, and then we'll put that out digitally for everyone as well. The Cancer Support Group will be meeting this month on Tuesday, August the 25th. I was talking to Val Davis about that. They meet out at the Nazarene Church at 3167 South 10th Street from 5:30 to 7. And, you know, I think it's just important that we all know about this and that we let people know. I have a good friend today who started her first chemo treatment. She's receiving treatment as I speak right now. Another individual is fighting the fight who is one of our office supply providers, and he's going to battle, as well as another individual in Independence that I just read about on social media. And I just think that we need to make sure that we tell people about this cancer support group so that it's for cancer patients, it's for friends of cancer patients, family members of cancer patients. You know, with my good friend who's going through that right now, I've been reaching out to people that are connected to cancer support and saying, you know, what are some things I can do? How can I be a good friend? How can I be supportive? And this is one way that we can do that, is encourage people to be surrounded by people that will walk with them and support them and answer questions for them while they go through their treatment. So put that on your calendar for Tuesday the 25th, or share that information with somebody who could benefit from the cancer support group. And again, it's from 5:30 to 7, always on the last Tuesday of every month. And then just remind everybody, we have a ribbon cutting at Indy Fitness, and that will be on August the 28th. It's a Friday evening at 5:15. Tucker Killian recently purchased Indy Fitness, and so we'll be doing a ribbon cutting to celebrate his new ownership. Again, on Friday the 28th, and I think he has some things planned on Saturday as well. And then Glow Golf will be Friday the 28th out at Riverside Park. So put that on your calendar for fun things to do. And then at the Civic Center on Saturday the 29th from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 9 to 3, they will be having the Altex Gun and Knife Show, bringing lots of people in from the surrounding area. So we'll have more information about that later, but you can put that on your calendars. So that's it for now. Lots of things happening. Lots of great information can be found on our Facebook page, Get Independence, on our tourism page, Visit Independence KS, on our website, indkschamber.org, or you can just hear it straight from us by calling 331-1890.
Okay, Lisa, well, a lot of great updates here, and appreciate you sharing them as always.
Thank you for having me.
It's Lisa Wilson here from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and straight ahead, we have the Checkers Mag News brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility. Be back to Open Line right after this.